as Joy McKay joins us from Habitat for Humanity. Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you here. As still going strong with construction, but you won't have as much help here pretty soon.
Well, yes, correct. We have our AmeriCorps and Triple C group here, but this is Friday is their last work day, which would be tomorrow, and they leave Saturday morning to head to their next round, which apparently is in Michigan.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So they get, I think, 5 days on campus to change out clothes, do laundry, whatever they do, and then they head off to Michigan.
What an exciting thing to do as a youth.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Been a big help, though, for Fremont, for your Fremont location here, right?
They've been an amazing help, both to us and Rebuilding Together, because they've also worked with Rebuilding Together. But yes, so they've gotten a lot done that I don't know that we could have gotten done without them. It's just great having 7 extra young people on the job site that can do all kinds of stuff.
Sorry. Where do they stay when they're here?
So we have to find housing for them. Okay. And they currently, St. Timothy's Church, this is the second year they've offered to house them. So they house them at the church. This year, the church actually went and found beds for them because normally they just have cots. So they rounded up beds so they have actual beds to sleep in.
Nice.
And then Orphan Grain Train out of Norfolk lets us use a shower trailer because they have to have a place to mm-hmm. shower. So they bring down the shower trailer, set it up. We use it for 8-9 weeks, and then they'll come and get it again. So it's awesome. And they do that for free.
Yeah, it's really a community, even outside our community,
right.
assistance. That's neat.
Been going pretty hard at it, though, on the construction side, haven't you?
Yes. Yes. So we've got our 8th Street house done. We're getting ready to close on that loan next week. And I don't know if I said this before or not, but we had our inspection with the city, and we passed it on the very first try, which I don't think we've done since I've been here. There's always something we have to do. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, super exciting for us.
Good.
Maybe not everybody else, but it was for us. we have our home at Clarkson. So AmeriCorps has started putting in all the flooring. The cabinets are in, the trim, the doors. So we're getting near the finishing stages of that one as well. And then we just this week started framing on our new lot on 6th Street. So that's what they're doing today. And they did that Tuesday as well. So it's always fun to get people out framing just because it's – when people think of Habitat, that's what they think of. And
right.
That's what they want to do. So they were super excited about that, and they're out there framing right now.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get as much of that done as possible. Like I said, tomorrow's our last day with us actually working. We do have groups lined up, I think, for the next 5 weeks. So we're hoping to get that house framed and hopefully start on the next one as well.
Yeah, boy, that's good to have that many people lined up.
A lot of Midland groups.
Oh, good.
We got women's wrestling, men's wrestling, women's lacrosse, and then Full Life Church, I think, is coming out. Too, so
very good.
Yeah.
Home store is still going strong, and specials going on this week.
Yes. So this weekend, 25% off of couches. So if you need a couch, come check it out. That's a pretty good deal because they're already reasonably priced. So
any idea how many couches you have? About
I don't. I would say 15, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have a good selection.
Good. Yeah. Good deal. Let's see. I know. As you finish up some of these houses, then we start to finish up all the details, and they're doing some closing here pretty soon.
Yep. So this next week we're closing on the house on 8th Street. That's going to be a perfect inspection.
Nice. Yeah.
So they, we will be signing the loan papers. So just a reminder, the house is not free. Mm-hmm. The families are charged what we pay it put into the house, the cost of it. So, that will be sold next week. So we're just starting to work on the paperwork right now.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that inspection paper that gave you the 100%. Are you going to put a star on it and on your refrigerator?
It's hanging on our wall.
Oh, in office. Yeah. Frame. Yep. I knew it.
Yep.
Oh, let's see. I guess as far as volunteers, if you need somebody, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes, we always would love volunteers. So you can go to our website, fremonthabitat.org, and just sign up there for either construction or the home store. You can email us, info@fremonthabitat.org. Our phone number is 402-721-8771. But our internet is down right now. It was down all day yesterday. The phones will just go straight to voicemail.
So do you also still take, do groups still volunteer to bring you lunch?
Yes, we always can use lunch volunteers. We have businesses that do that. Berta that was just in here, Renita's did it one a couple months ago. They did it for us. So different businesses do it, church groups, just individuals in the community that don't want to go beyond construction, can't work in the home store, but they want to help somehow. So we do always have lunch on Saturdays for our volunteers. And it's feeding. I mean, when we have a group, it's probably 25 people feeding, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy. So you can sign up for that online as well.
Nice. Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Joy. Appreciate you coming in. Lots
thank
of good
you.
Info.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Just past 9.